There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
How that mystery
these niggas
is.
Be heavy. Like they're heavy. They be using all their of their weight. Might. Not just their dick. The strength from their back, their arms, everything.
I'm getting flashbacks.
I know you are. Why are you doing
that? You're listening to Laid Bare.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
Hey guys, and welcome to Laid Bare. You're joined with me, your uncomfortable host who didn't put a tampon inside herself very well today.
And it's your favorite homegirl, Nikki.
Hey.
Thanks for that. But I know that feeling.
We don't talk about it very often.
Yeah, no.
I was in a rush. And you know when you put it in when you jog, you don't even get one chance to jog inside the tampon.
Honestly.
And if you don't,
that's why I don't use tampons that often.
I don't use them that often. I've actually tried to wean myself off tampons because of obviously like toxic shock syndrome, sorry. Mm-hmm. But like when I'm sleeping and when I'm in bed, I'm a pads type of girl.
Of course, yeah.
But then when I'm like going out on a night out or if I'm just leaving my house, I'm just like tampon.
Yeah, tampon.
But if I'm most days when I'm on my period, I stay home anyway. First three, 2 days, I don't want to go anywhere. But if it's that last day and I decide to, I want to go out, shake a leg or go up, link my friends. Yeah, it's tampon. However, I was in a rush here. And when you're putting that, what's it called? That inserter inside of you to stuff the tampon
in.
The blue thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they come in different colours.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'm a baby in the tampon game. That's how you know. I'm such a baby.
You can get them in all colours. They're like candy. Like,
I swear. They come in all can you get pink ones?
Pink, blue, green.
I need to find that brand. I'm going to use that one.
Cardboard, paper. Like, they come in. Yeah, they're not always plastic. Sometimes they're like cardboard. But my point was that when you're putting it inside of you, sometimes, like, the actual activator doesn't go all the way inside, so you're left with a tampon that's half inside of you. So it's just like, okay, what do I do?
That's what I don't like, because I don't want to touch down there, but I'm like, listen, I've had a period for however long now, I can touch myself down
there. How many periods do you think we've had? Like, how many years of periods?
Oh my god,
I had my period first when I was probably like 13, I think.
Once
13,
a month
14.
For 12 months, and I had mine when I was 14.
When did you get your first period?
14.
Yeah, so
I was scared.
I think I was 14 as well. Yeah, I was scared as well.
I was so scared. I called my mum at work and I was like, Mum, please. I don't know what's happening. And she was in her office. She went, oh. And I went, why'd you so happy?
Yeah.
All I heard was, you've become a woman.
Oh.
And I was so confused because I didn't know what it meant.
Oh.
I wasn't paying attention to sex education.
Yeah, I was the same. I was just like, I'm a woman. If I'm going out and I don't feel satisfied, I'm like, I'm starting all over again. I'm throwing that was inside of me away.
If that string is not up high enough, I'm like, no, we have to do this again. I get up on my bed, roll my legs up, and I'm like, right, let me get it right this time.
Yeah.
And reinsert it.
Oh, do you lie down when you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, you have to lie down.
Yeah, that's what I started doing.
My friend,
squat as well.
My friend, I remember when I was 15, we helped each other. Like, we learned how to, like, put a tampon in each other. Yeah. She put mine inside of me when I was, like, 15. Like, we were both in the toilet. Mm-hmm. It's actually so weird. Like, that's how tight we were. Like, I'm just thinking about how tight I was. Because I don't think there's any friend that would allow near my vagina today. But, you know. But then again, it's different, actually. It depends on what, like, if someone's helping me deliver a baby, like.
Yeah.
But, you know. But, yeah, we were kids. And she was helping me put mine. And it was so funny. And I remember, she thinks she knew how to do her, so I didn't need to help her, but she was showing me how it was done. It was so wild. Yeah. I wonder. Oh. Yeah, well, I hope she's doing well.
Oh.
Shout out to you, Josephine.
Okay.
I hope she's doing well. But yeah, anyway, how are you?
I am good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Had my sister's bridal shower that I hosted.
Shout out, Melanie.
And planned.
How was it?
Oh my God, listen.
Oh my God, why was I not invited?
It was just her friends. Be quiet.
So Melanie don't want me there. Wow.
So imagine when she was coming, I was just like, when everything was planned, like, I did the gift bags myself, everything.
Mm.
And I was just like, oh my God, if my sister don't like this, I'm actually going to cry. Yeah. So I felt a bit tearful when she was coming. I'm like, oh my God, I hope she likes it. I hope she likes it. And she had the most amazing day. She couldn't stop saying like how much of a good time she was having. The place that, the room that I hired out, it was in a bar in Shoreditch.
Yeah.
And like, so of course we could order food, cocktails, all of that. My sister loved the food. Oh. Like she just enjoyed everything, the games. And I was just so happy that, good. Like, that was my main thing. My sister must be happy.
Good.
And she was. Like, even today, we were talking about it again today, but she was happy. And this wedding is literally, like, days away.
Oh, and I'm so happy for her. Congratulations to your sister.
I'll tell her again. Like,
no, she's very lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you.
She's very lucky because I know you went in. You're going to have to show me the photos after.
Oh, yeah, I'll show you the photos afterwards. So, yeah, that was, like, that's been, like, the highlight of, like, my week so far.
Okay. Yeah. No, I love it. Not too much masturbating, but you
really?
Know, not really. I'm on my period, isn't it? So
oh yeah,
not too much.
I've been masturbating like a hawk.
You've been masturbating like a hawk.
You see, when I lost my mojo for a while, guys,
your mojito,
guys.
Did anyone whack it though? Has anyone whacked it?
Oh yeah. Obviously, it's the last time I was on the show. Yeah, and then I was just masturbating, and then there's one guy that's been in my life for a long time. Yesterday, just before I did it. We got off the phone. I messaged him, did me. So next time I see you, I might get some or what?
Yeah.
Went, yeah, for sure.
Men are so easy. It's actually
so funny.
And ridiculous.
It was kind of cute as well, to be honest.
No. But, have you seen this thing, this video? You know this guy who let someone finger her on stage? I mean, on set, whatever it is. Stage, set, whatever it is.
What's happening?
Do you remember this guy who I told you about, who's, I'm sending it to you via DM now on Twitter, if you check your tweets.
Okay.
Do you remember this? We even named an episode after him. I don't know if you remember. Like, it was like literally like
episodes.
A couple weeks ago, maybe like three episodes ago. I sent it to you. Did you get it?
Oh, yeah.
Gucci third leg. Remember? Oh, my friend sent it to
me. No, ain't no way this happened.
Just fast forward. For some reason, I think she was trying to prove that she was like born, you know, a cis woman. So I don't know. Like it was so bizarre. And she's just like, yeah, she was giving him consent. Like, yeah, you can touch, you can feel it. Like da 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 da. So he puts his finger there and he says, "Oh, it's wet." And then she licks her finger. And then what I see is just like, because. Obviously, I follow his content as well as other, like, I say content, his porn. Well, it still is content, you know, good content. But I follow on my burner account. So when I see, like, my burner stuff on my main, I'm just like, oh, that's Gucci. What's he doing here? So I watched the video and I just saw my whole time, like losing it. They're just, like, degenerates. Like, da-da-da-da-da. And don't get it twisted. That video is a bit foul. I can't lie.
She just...
To let a guy randomly finger you, I mean...
In front
especially
of,
when
like,
that wasn't the setup. I don't know. Maybe that was the setup. I didn't watch the full thing. But it's not really how I usually see it go. When I... What's it called? Like 20 verse 1 or something like that they call it? Or like them balloon games that they play.
She literally just turned around and said, yeah, touch it.
Yeah, touch it. Finger it. And he made her lick it off as well. But then my friend sent it to me and... I low-key said I don't blame her. Have you seen his video?
I need to watch his videos.
His videos are so lit. Mm-hmm. Like, they're so lit. They're actually very good. He's quite talented, I must say.
Oh God.
And so are the women that he works with. Right, we said we're gonna play our game.
Yeah, sorry, I went on his page. Oh God. Okay.
Do that in your spare time, girl.
Oh, do.
I do. Okay, we said we're gonna play a game.
Yes.
So not the last episode. Shout out to Passport Cutty, by the way, who recorded that episode of Laid Bare with me. It was originally supposed to be a part of my book, but if you've seen a copy of The Big O, which you guys should have by now, you'll know that book is huge. It's a very big book. Like, I think we can agree that is a very... Well, that is one big book.
It's a big book.
So sadly, I had to cut some bits out. And... believe me, my heart broke when that was one of the parts that we had to remove. But who knows? I'm hoping in the future I can beg my publishers and they'll let me include it. Because I really do think there were some useful tidbits.
Yeah, I've heard her before. She's cool.
Yeah, I love her. Now, me and Nikki did say, like I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, that two episodes ago, that we're going to play this game where we read out scenarios about the things that we have done in a relationship and still stayed. However, we're not going to tell you which one's ours, so we're just going to read them out, or read a sentence out, and we want you guys to guess. Okay, so have you got them up?
Yep.
I need to get them up. Do you want to go first?
Okay. I stayed with him even though he refused to go down on me.
I stayed with him after the side chick tried to fight me.
I stayed with him after I saw him write a poem for another woman in his email.
I stayed with him even when I saw another girl playfully tap his bum.
I stayed with him after he cheated and I knew he was still cheating.
Ooh. I stayed even after I saw him try to plan a vacation with another woman. Ooh, child.
You see, all these scenarios gave me was increased blood pressure. Like,
PTSD.
Like, I'm just looking at it, I'm just like, God damn.
And I also just told myself, like, why struggle when you can just find someone else's son to play around with?
Do you know what? I really want to hear, like, a guy talk about the compromises that they've made to stay with a woman, because I don't think I've heard too many stories, even on guys that do podcasts. Like, I don't think I've heard them talk about it much. They talk about like embarrassing dates and things like that. But then what have they ever compromised?
I don't think guys really talk. Yeah, I mean, some do, some will. Maybe we can invite some guys on the show to get them to
listen back to tell us.
Because the thing is, if they say it out loud, I feel like they lose their masculinity points, which fellas aren't really willing to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So they're not, do you know what I mean? I feel like women are just more open because we're taught to accept, you know, these horrible scenarios.
These L's.
But it's not to say that they're not going through it. They are.
They are.
Like, a lot of them. Like, I have some guys who will tell me some fucked up stories. Like, if you think of your close male friends, even my close friends, like, a lot of my male friends, they've told me some stories that I would never repeat.
Because
it's just none of... Well, one, it's not my business to repeat. And two, I'm just like, hey...
This is wild.
This even is crazy. As a guy, I'm just like, this is crazy.
As much as you're ready to leap on the guy, be like, what the hell did you do? But then
sometimes I don't even be ready to leap, you know?
Oh, no, me. Sometimes I stay ready. Like, I'll be like, what did you do? And then I hear the story, I'm like, eh?
I think when you know the context of what's coming, you don't even bother because you've already known part of the story along the way, if that makes sense. Then when you're gisting, like, with your friends or whatever, you're gisting about stuff that's already happened and then they're adding towards the story each phone call or each meet up, or so you have an idea of the context. So by the time you're getting the idea of the context, you're just like, oh shit, like, this girl's really putting you through a lot of crap, but you two, you're an idiot, because why are you still there? Do you know what I mean? So yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, anyway, so what's wrong with 50 Cent, by the way? He is disturbing the hell out of his baby mum.
He is.
Have you seen that?
Where he says, you little sex worker. And I'm just like, this guy.
I love that tagline, but it's annoying because he's shaming her.
Yeah, he is shaming her.
You little sex worker. Because it's just like, but she's saying she's not a sex worker.
Yeah, because whether it's true or not, it's coming in a shameful type of way. Like, he's just trying to really tease and just belittle her.
You little sex worker. But I love the line so much. Am I bad?
Listen, he did like two posts with you little sex worker on it, yeah.
Just that.
And I'm sorry, I laugh.
Sorry, just that. I laugh as well, I can't lie. I laugh. I'll be real with you. And it's not right. And it's not, I'm not laughing at her being a sex worker. It's just what he's saying.
It's the fact that he's captioning it. That's what's killing me.
It's funny. And even the tagline of it, you little sex worker.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm going to start calling my friends, you little sex worker. You little sex worker. But like, I think for me, it's not even just the post that he had them, the signs in the club. He signs off his work with LSW. There was an IG post he had and he signed it off with LSW.
As in little sex, okay, bye.
As in little sex worker.
Okay, bye.
I'm just like, you're actually a menace. But I will say something though. It's interesting because I feel as though, this is me just assuming, I don't know 50 Cent from or his baby mum for a kind of paint. But I find it interesting because one would think that by looking at 50 Cent's second baby mother, the most, I think most people would think, oh, he's not going to do her the way he did his first baby mum. But he doesn't respect his first baby mum. I know he don't like his first child, and that's his twin. And I think there's obviously some beef because his first kid took a photo of his ops kid, like the guy who tried to shoot him.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, okay. He took a photo of the kid with the guy, but his story is he didn't even know that that was him or something. Anyway, him and 50 don't get on. I read his book. Don't ask me why I read 50 Cent's book, please. But it was a good book and it was a funny book, right? But yeah, I'm just like, okay, so here's a guy who mistreated his... Okay, let me not say mistreat. They fell out because I don't know what their story is. But I'd like to believe that if you haven't, you know, been there for your first kid, what makes you a good candidate? Actually, we know what makes 50 Cent a good candidate to have a baby with. The guy's rich. Okay, cool. But it's just like, he's really dogging her out in terms... I'm talking about his second baby mum now. He's really dogging her out. And it's just like, oh, maybe she thought she'd get treated differently or have preferential treatment because she is ambiguous looking, because she is the stereotype of what the guys really go for. Yeah. Exactly, rappers, stars go for.
Yeah.
But here he is doing her bad.
Just finishing her. But then for me, I feel like with 50 Cent, anyone can get it. God. Nobody's exempt.
Apart from Beyonce.
Like, really?
Yeah, I heard Beyonce, like, ran up on him once.
That is funny.
Yeah. Like, she thought that he had beef with Jay-Z or something. So apparently he's told the story before.
Did he not air her at the VMAs one time?
Air her?
You see, like, she was presenting an award and he was the winner. And then whoever she was presenting it with, I can't remember who was on the stage with her, is like, she was about to go in for the kiss as well after the first person. He's really pissing me off because I can see I just can't remember. Anyway, and then he just swerved her.
I don't think so.
You can find that clip on Twitter.
That clip would come up every day on social media.
No, but it's really old.
Yeah, it don't matter. You know, they pull up old... Let me see. So you said 50 Cent did what? 50 Cent...
Like, swerved beyond on
I cannot
regular.
See this. I don't think... this has never been... The only thing I see coming up is 50 Cent leaks Beyonce's crimes and warns her to run.
If I find the video, I'll send it to you. Please remind me.
That video, I
promise you. Because I've seen it many times.
I will give you a milli.
A million, girl. I need that now.
Me and Tasha K. yeah, but anyway, I will say, guys, is it slut shaming if we are laughing at the name, you little sex worker? Is that slut shaming? Are we a part of the problem? Or can we also separate the two and just understand that it is funny, even though it's wrong? Things are funny, even though they're wrong.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
Loads
in this?
Of things are.
Yeah, I know. I just feel like because of my job, like I'm not allowed to laugh at it. But I'm just like, why do I need to be strict? That shit is funny. I'm sorry, you little sex worker. What? That is hilarious. But yeah, I don't know.
No, do you know what was disturbing my sleep last night?
What?
JT and Carisha fighting.
Oh my God, you know I fell asleep. For the one time. Listen. I sleep on time, I see them two.
Oh, did you go to sleep on time?
Yes.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Appreciate it. Because that bitch been going to bed at 3, 4 in the morning.
Listen, Because I was up till like 12:30 yesterday.
Yeah.
While I was on the phone with my friends, every minute the FaceTime, I will go on pause. Why are you on pause? I'm like, JT and Karisha are fighting. I'm not okay. Yeah. And the thing is, I really wasn't okay. Like, I don't feel like I'm too invested in celebrities, but anyone that follows me knows I love the City Girls. I love JT.
I love JT. She can clap back for days.
And then when I saw them fighting, I said, pardon. Yeah. But then in the end, they said that they love each other.
Yeah, well, I would do the same. I'd make them fucking share a hoodie. Apologise now.
But then you see, like, the stuff that they were saying before they said that they love each other. I was saying to my friend on the phone, I'm like, you can tell that there is love there because they're not, like, drawing each other out. It was very surfacey type of things where it's like, no, you know, I've been there for you. No, I've been there for you.
I just
no,
think
you said
it's,
this.
I just
you
think
know?
It's stupid to fight your friend. Like, if on I'm fighting internet. You online, if I'm fighting you online, it's beef that is forever. Like, there's no coming back from it. Do you know what I mean? So I used to be a little indirector or a little snub or a little, you know, subtweet. I still do subtweet.
I used to say your name.
I still do subtweet.
On Twitter, at one point, I was a menace. I'm so happy that account is deleted.
Oh, no. I was not a menace.
For the things that I was saying.
I've just learned that Nikki's name's Nicole, so I keep calling her Nicole now.
She knew that.
I mean, I knew her name was Nicole, but I didn't know it wasn't Nicola. But I didn't know it was not Nicola because she told me today, it's not Nicola. There's a difference.
The people stay at work. If you guys follow me on my Insta story, you know I'm always taking pictures of my emails. I'm like, who are they calling Nicola? But
Yeah,
I used to get in trouble. Like, I used to be such an indirector, but then I started having some sort of peace, some self-peace.
Yeah.
Like, do you know how many times I've written stuff, yeah? And I'm like, just delete it. I'm like,
yeah, my sister begs me to
I will type out the full tweet. I'm ready to post it on my Insta story. I'm ready to post it on my stuff. And I'm like, you know what? Forget
maybe.
It.
Yeah, no.
It's cool.
If you're looking for me to indirect you freshly after an argument on my Twitter page, that won't happen. It's not the sort of person I am.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the person I've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's a lie. I have been that person. But I think when I tapped into my late 20s, I stopped being that person. Mm-hmm. I also don't like giving people the satisfaction of thinking I'm talking about them. But it doesn't mean I won't indirect. It's just not going to be on your time. Like, I will fully save that indirect for like maybe 20 days or 30 days later, a month
when you
later.
Least expect it.
Yeah.
And like, then when you see it or when it gets sent to you, it will hurt.
No, it won't. It won't even hurt. I'll have you thinking, is that about me or is it not?
That's it.
Do you know what I mean? But like, I don't, it won't. I've never ever have a fresh argument with someone and I start coming online to start cussing. Like, you're going to come on my page and you're going to be so bored.
No.
I will type a full stop and you have to send it to your friend and ask, is she talking about me?
A full stop.
Yes. Like, I will have you so pressed. I will not indirect you I feel like it's better to starve people from attention.
Honestly.
If you starve people from attention, it makes them even angrier.
And also
typing something just shows that you're bothered. And don't get twisted. Sometimes there's nothing wrong with being bothered, especially if that person's close to you.
Yeah.
So I don't think JT and Krisha are necessarily wrong for indirecting each other, but I just feel like they're too big for that.
Yeah.
It's too big and too messy and they're giving people ammunition.
Like Academics, he was just there talking yesterday.
Oh, he was lapping it up.
He was like, finally, JT, I think she's removed the dead weight. Something like that.
Oh, he can fuck off.
He's such a fucking bitch.
This is why Erykah Badu said he looks like Jerry. Do you remember? The mouse.
As in Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, she said he looks like... She's not wrong.
You see her mouth, yeah?
Erykah Badu.
He's so...
Erykah Badu, she's a very funny one, but yeah. Okay, I've got questions for you. I'm going to shoot them at you. Tell me what you do.
You're listening to Laid Bare.
It depends how that mystery is.
These niggas
is.
Be heavy. Like, they're heavy. They be using all
their
of their bites, not just their dick. The strength from their back, their arms, everything.
I'm getting flashbacks.
I know you are. Why are you doing She said, guys, she the way she... She's... I'm gonna bring that next question, please.
Okay, next question.
No, guys, she didn't even have her phone on her.
Sorry, next question. Sorry. I was definitely like drifting off. Okay. Do you kiss your partner after they go down on you?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
I will lip your face.
Yeah, it's your juice.
I will lick
Some
it.
Guys don't like that though.
What?
They don't
like
that.
Come and lips me immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay, next one. How do you know if it's creamy and not thrush?
Well, if it's well, it's not itching for one.
Yeah, that is true.
It's not itching.
Not itching.
That's it. It's not itching.
If it's itching, child.
It might be thrush or TV.
Guys. TB, TB.
TV.
Is it TV?
Tricker.
Oh, tricker.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of BV. I was even thinking of BV, bacterial vaginosis.
I thought it was BV, guys. It was really TV.
Oh, TV. Mm. Okay, yeah. And yeah, that could actually be it if it's itchy or gushy. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with having extra discharge. I feel like people think... I remember I used to see a post that became a thing on socials once until people corrected the people who wouldn't stop posting it. It would be girls posting like the inside of their knickers and showing how there was nothing in between. Like there was no like discharge or like just any... pussy juice, anything. They'd be like, oh, you know, I'm good, I'm clean, and da da da. And everyone's just like, that's not really a, you know, there's nothing wrong. Your pussy's supposed to have discharge on its, on the knickers. Like, there's nothing wrong with having discharge on your knickers. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with there being a little bit of gush, you know. It's the vagina cleaning itself. Because I think people forget that the vagina actually does clean itself. Mm. Right, so there's this new feature on Netflix. Mm. Have you seen it? It's called Skip the Foreplay. Feature removes naughty scenes to make family movies less awkward. Oh, do you enjoy sex scenes in movies, or do you tend to skip past?
I don't mind.
You don't mind?
Yeah, I don't really mind them.
I find some of them a bit... some of them I don't like. I like how there are clips that have been incorporating the idea of reaching for a condom...
Yeah.
Or asking for consent.
Yeah.
I feel like that's good because when I'm watching TV shows these days and they're like, oh, let's get a condom, I'm like, wow, that's new. Yeah. We never had this in the 90s.
Yeah.
In the 90s, it was just slamming each other's head all over the four walls mm-hmm. and the four corners of the apartment,
mm-hmm.
white bed sheets, mm-hmm. and then the guy coming and that was it. Then sex was over.
Yeah, the build-up was missing. Basically, like, all the potential build-ups were missing. For me, no, I don't really mind sex scenes. Like, I feel like, I can't, like, in a lot of, like, different, like, series and things that I've watched, there's a lot of unnecessary sex just to emphasise certain things. And I'm like, okay, I'm comfortable with seeing this. And I think, like, for example, Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
At one point, there was, I can't remember what season, I want to say it was maybe season 2 or 3, just, listen, continuous sex scenes. I'm like, we get it. It's women in a jail. They do bits with each other. Like, we get it now. And yeah. I think it was Power, one of the seasons of Power.
Ooh.
Every other scene, I can't lie, all the scenes with Tommy having sex, my eyes were wide open.
Open!
But listen, they were open. Yes? Stop. Right? But then there was one season, I want to say maybe like, again, season 3, 4. Yo, the sex. Every corner you turn.
And we're in Power. Who was it though? Was it Tommy or Ghost?
It'll be... no, it wasn't. Listen, okay, so there was Tommy and Ghost that were having sex. And then what was the guy, one of their, the right hand, Tommy's right hand. I can't remember. Julio. Yeah. Julio's having sex with somebody. And then...
Who was Julio in Power?
Julio. He was Tommy's right hand.
Julio? Tommy had a right hand?
Yeah.
I thought Ghost was his right hand.
No. Maybe his left.
Sorry. Why did I snort?
Julio
Sorry.
Was all right. No, Julio. And then who was
memorable.
Having sex? Lobos was having sex. Oh, my God.
Lobos, you remember the cartel people. Oh, my God,
by the way.
You remember.
My physio, yeah, looks like Lobos.
Wait, Lobos. Let me go, Lobos.
Nah, guys, my physio looks like Lobos. I can't stop staring at him every time I see him.
Oh, Lobos. No, Lobos. My sister loved Lobos. He was mad. Lobos. He was absolutely mad.
For no reason.
He was... Do you remember when he kicked his... When the guy was counting money and he kicked him? My sister loves that scene. Wait, who was
that? Kanan. And what's his wife? Ghost wife. Tasha.
Ghost sex scenes were top tier as well, though.
Fucking...
Sexy.
Any man with that body deserves to be naked on my screen. Like, and the thing is, yeah, you see, I've got a thing for backs.
Yes, his back was gorgeous.
God.
He reminds me of like a leopard or like a jaguar. Do you know what I mean, though? No, but you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like his I get sculpt it. And then his face is so...
get it? Oh, God.
You know how you're talking about Omari Hardwick, right?
Yeah.
And how like any sex scene with him in it or da 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 da. I would like to see a sex scene.
Mm-hmm.
With Kane from Ghost. Woody McClane.
Did you not have a sex scene? Oh no, his,
I've never seen him have his, a sex scene. No,
his was just like an intimate kiss, I think.
Yeah, he don't really. Yeah. I don't see sex scenes. I'm like, I want to see your shirt.
I want to see his back.
If we don't get, listen, this is the last season. If we don't get a sex scene with Woody McClane, please just.
We should have really had visuals today because that could have been a clip. Woody McClane, you write that in the script for next week. Woody McClane. I can't like next week. My hair's gonna be looking crazy because it's just before my hair appointment.
Yeah,
but Woody McClane.
Woody McClane. If you don't have a sex scene in the next. Season of Power. It's the last season.
I need to see you shirtless on that.
We need to see you shirtless.
I want
to
see your back.
I want to see your back. I want to see your front.
I want to see Effie run her hands. And I'll imagine
I don't
as
agree
if they
with that.
Were
I don't want to see that. No, I'm joking. But I think them two are definitely going to get on next.
They have to.
They will.
And I think she's so pretty.
She's gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous. No, she's gorgeous. Right, let's do some dilemmas. Dilemmas. Okay,
my
let's do some
part
dilemmas.
Of the show.
Okay, right. If you want to send yours, you can send it in to simplyoloni.com/ask or laidbearpodcast@gmail.com. This person on Twitter thinks they're so funny. I just said I hate when people misspell my name and they purposely replied to me and they wrote Oloni with a Y instead of an I. Right. Hey Oloni, my boyfriend and I have been going through a really tough time, she says. She says they lost a baby nearly a year ago and sadly she miscarried. However, his mother has become pushy and every time she sees her, she asks when we're going to try again. He's told her to chill, but you know what African parents are like. Mm. What do I do as I can't avoid her? Slap her.
Before I heard that last bit, I was already thinking in my mind that I'm going to say, presuming she's African.
Yeah.
And me and people in my family, like the women in my family, we've been talking about this quite a lot recently around subjects about things that our parents need to stop doing and our aunties and uncles, whoever, need to stop doing,
yeah.
And that we don't do those things with our children because us and our children, they're going to be more westernized now.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, they're going to be super westernized.
Super westernized.
Going to give birth to white kids. Oh, God.
So, hunt, please be bold. You actually need to be bold and stand up to this lady, whether that's your man's mum or not, because at the end of the day, she's also a woman. She has carried a child. I don't know how many children she got. She's carried a child. Carrying a child is hard enough, let alone losing one. You need to tell her whatever it is, whether if it's that you're not ready, that you're still healing, if it's all the above, you need to tell her to please just listen, back off, lay off. This is a hard subject. Like, I need to take my time. My body's been through a lot. You might not even want to add all of that description. Just be like, listen, you need to back off. This makes me feel uncomfortable because, first of all, I'm really sorry that you went through that as a woman, but that's not on. African parents need to stop doing that because they've really raised children in this UK for a very long time.
Yeah.
Like, for a very long time.
And someone's going to slap them.
Okay, I didn't say that, but
no,
please,
I did.
Babe, you need to be
bold.
I
think, like,
yeah.
Do I want you to slap her? Yes, but should you? No. Because I just think it's such a touchy and difficult subject. I can't imagine what you're going through. And my heart goes out to any woman who's ever experienced a miscarriage. Like, miscarriages are so much more common than people realise. They're just not really spoken about. And I feel like, especially in the Black community, there's a lot of shame that's surrounded by having a pregnancy that wasn't able to be full term. And it's such a sad thing because you should be able to share your story. You should be able to, I mean, when you're ready, of course, like, and it's not by force. If you don't want to share your story, you don't have to. But there's nothing more sadder than someone who doesn't understand boundaries and doesn't understand tact as well. I don't think there's any tact you can really have, to be honest, around asking someone when they're going to have a kid next. I just don't think it should be a subject of conversation.
That's like, that's somebody that's already struggling to have a child.
Yeah.
They might not have even told you and you're just in their ear. So when you're going to have a baby, it's not that easy.
Yeah. It's just, you know, you never really know what someone's going through. And even though she is your mother-in-law and she has an idea of what you're going through, is she your mother? I mean, anyway, she's the mother of your man, so whatever. But I think regardless, you should probably have another conversation with your husband and say that if it doesn't stop, you just refuse to be around her. Or you could try having a word with her and telling her that just tell her how you feel. You know, if she's offending you, say, like, you are offending me and you are upsetting me. I think sometimes people need to be no matter how much older they are. I know in African culture especially. Are they like that in Ghanaian culture? Are you guys very respectful of older people?
Oh, yeah.
But
I don't give a fuck.
Is there like a lot of ageism in like Ghanaian culture?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, but the thing is, Yorubas are, whatever ageism there is in Africa, I think Yorubas, that specific tribe in Nigeria,
they're at the peak.
I think we are like, I think we just take it to a new level. But listen, I think it's so important that you shake people's core with what they think you won't address. And I think this is worth being addressed. And when you are pregnant, I'm not going to lie, I will probably go far as to tell you, don't even tell her when you're pregnant next, because what is this
behaviour? Until your belly's poking out at 4 or 5 months.
And even then, you still tell her, no, I've just put on weight. We hope we were able to help, though. And again, really, really sorry about what you experienced. No one should have to go through that. So my heart does really go out to you. And hopefully you can incorporate some of the advice we've given you. Hey, Oloni, how can I get my girlfriend to give me head more often? I'm a giver and I do it for her without being almost always when we get busy, but she doesn't seem too keen to do the same. I've brought up how I'd like it reciprocated several times with little sustainable change. I know she's not a pleaser like I am, but there's only so many times I can ask for something, surely.
I actually ask her, does she enjoy it? Because even though you've talked about how you like it, you haven't asked her if she enjoys it from what you've said here.
Yeah.
She might not enjoy it, and loads of women don't actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I think it's the thing with love languages. A lot of people are givers, a lot of people are takers.
Yeah, sometimes I don't even know. Like, I remember the last time I sucked dick, I was just like, I've forgotten how to do it. I also noticed that I wasn't that interested in it.
The last time I sucked dick was stupid. It was pitiful. But he fucked me so good, it just made up for everything. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
But it was really embarrassing. Not my usual job.
Yeah, I don't really... Yeah, when I think about giving head, I think of slavery. It's just so much work.
What is wrong with you?
But it's work. I'm just like... Ugh. After repeatedly... What did you do to deserve this? What have you done to deserve this? Why would I voluntarily? I'm sorry. I used to enjoy it when I was younger, but I feel like when you're younger and you're new to sex, everything's exciting, everything's shiny, everything's fun. Like once you pop, you don't stop. But now I'm just like, ugh. Dick again.
Like, oh God, get out of my face.
Like, get out of my face.
Oh God.
But it looks so beautiful though. I can't lie. I like when dick is just staring at me. Beautiful dick.
Like, oh, it was in my face. Okay.
I'm like, it'll be in my face. I'm just like, ooh, it's pretty.
And I'm just like, oh.
And not all of your dicks are pretty, by the way. Some of you have some dicks. I didn't say anything.
Anyway, before they say we're shaming
men.
But I
love beautiful
dicks. Anyway,
I love a beautiful. I'm not shaming dicks.
Yeah,
I'm just
not
talking
to the person that wrote the dilemma,
shaming the size.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, someone did write in a dilemma, didn't they? Sorry.
Not to the person that wrote the dilemma, by the way.
I am not shading the size. And I would if I wanted to, by the way, mind you. I've come to a conclusion. I don't believe in penis shaming is a thing. I've come to a conclusion.
Why?
I have fully decided right this very second. I just feel like the playing fields just are not equal.
You
cannot tell me. I just don't think there should be a thing called dick shaming.
Okay.
Hear me out. Men are the one that created the rules.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women are the ones who have to truly go through it when it comes to body and image. It's not to say that men don't go through their difficulties through body and image, but the only thing that they have really and truly is their dicks. Whilst that's we true. Have to have
boobs,
bum, boobs,
tight pussy,
tight mouth, tight anus. You want everything to be tight. I don't know. I'll come back to this theory again and try again next week. You guys tell me if I've got a point or if I'm just waffling. I feel like I'm half waffling, but I also feel like I have a point
as
well.
But as for the dilemma, hon, you actually need to by asking her if she enjoys what she's doing.
Yeah.
And also try flavoured lube. I've tried it once. I liked it.
You liked it?
Yeah. I don't know why I've only tried it once, but when I tried it once, it was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flavoured lube is definitely a shout. She's absolutely right. My favourite, as you know, is... What is my favourite? Creme brulee.
The one I tried was strawberry.
Ooh. Mm. Nice. Strawberry is really good, though.
Yeah, it was really
passion
good.
Fruit is good. Strawberry is good.
I love a passion
That's fruit. All I really like, to be honest. I only like strawberry, passion fruit, creme brulee. I don't think there's any other flavours I really... I don't really do chocolate. Chocolate's not my thing when it comes to...
I don't do chocolate. Yeah.
I don't do chocolate. What else would there be? There's other funky flavours out there.
I mean, I do chocolate, but not that chocolate.
Yeah, but not that chocolate. Well, I do the chocolate.
I do chocolate, but not that chocolate.
I do the chocolate. Do the little chocolate. But yeah, what was the advice you gave?
Ask her if she enjoys it.
I would say, if you want, yeah, I would say you need to have a real conversation. Ask her, like, what's holding her back, or if she enjoys giving head or not, or if it's just something she doesn't know how to do. Sometimes when people can't do something very well or they're not really good at it, they don't want to do it.
Mm.
And I think that's just normal. If you're not really good at something, you don't really want to do it. Whereby if she's doing it, are you encouraging her? Are you telling her yes? Are you moaning, or are you just, they're quiet? Are you like giving her really good feedback? Are you telling her how to do it? Are you telling her what you enjoy? What are you doing? Because if you're not giving me a round of applause whilst I'm giving you a show, I'm gonna go and say fuck this. Do you know what I mean?
And also, are you really enjoying it when she does it? Because I'm sure you said that she don't seem that into it. Are you enjoying it? Maybe that's a,
you could
whole
give her some tips. Maybe you need to give her some tips. On
he said he did that.
Oh, he did. Yeah. Oh, my bad.
But then I don't think she likes.
Just get a new girlfriend, honestly. I'm joking. Don't get a new girlfriend. Like, honestly, it's not always going to be, both of you aren't always going to be sexually compatible. And also try working on the parts that need a bit of help. So you might even think that you're amazing at being a pleaser, but she probably, you know, closes her eyes and inside kisses her teeth when you go down on her, because she's probably thinking, oh God, not this shit show again. Not this again. Okay, another one. Hey, Oloni, I had a sexual encounter with a colleague who is also a podcaster. I admit, I knew he had a girlfriend when this happened, but he was quick to say that they want a break after we did what we did. I found out a few weeks ago later that he's actually engaged, so he admitted that. The wedding is in a few weeks, and I've just learned that he's also flirting and trying to get with another colleague. Do I tell the fiancé, and if so, how?
No.
Mind your business.
Don't tell the fiancé, because
she's going to take it back. You think you're going to ruin her wedding?
Exactly.
You think you are going to ruin her wedding?
Bitches are taking niggas back for less.
Let me tell you something. You tell a woman that her man is cheating, especially when she's that close to the finish line. Let me tell you, she's going to get over that finish line.
And also...
and you are not going to stop her! You are not going to stop her! Just because of that, I'm going to even marry him faster!
There we go. Look. But the thing is, here's the thing. You only want to tell her because he's giving somebody else attention, and you're hurt that you've been lied to. And of course, by the way, just to make it really clear,
but we don't know that. She might be woman to woman and be like a girl's girl and just be like, no, like, this nigga's playing you and you need to know, because I'm not the only one.
I was going to say, like, I get it, like, you feel hurt. Clearly you liked him enough to sleep with him and stuff like that.
I thought it was more like, I thought you were saying it more like, oh, like, you're just hurt because he wants to talk to other women. He's doing it to other women.
Oh, no, but then it's like a, basically, there's two stab wounds here.
Yeah,
he's palmed me off a little bit, and then I found out that he's lied to me, and then he's about to go and do, well, he's attempting, he looks like he's attempting to do something with somebody else. Listen, that's a double wound. So if you're trying to tell her, it needs to come from the right place. But just know now, if you do tell her, she ain't leaving that man. She's not leaving him. When people have come to me as a woman, I never left that man.
Oh God. Oh, you better than me. I would beg a woman to come to me. Whatever it is, if a woman has anything to tell me regarding, like, anyone, whether that's a partner, a friend, apart from my sister, there's nothing you can tell me about my sister. I'll say, go and die. No, I'm joking. But that's just me being confident in how sensible I know my family are.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, if you ever want to come to me and tell me anything, please do. Mm. Like, whether it's abuse, sex, even gossip, come and tell me. I want to be told.
Yeah.
I used to be one of those idiots that used to be like, back in the day, like, oh, I don't want to know shit, because chances are I used to believe that people were just trying to be messy, but I don't even mind it.
No, come and
be
tell
messy.
Because I need to know what my mind
be
is.
Be messy.
Doing.
I'm begging you to come and be messy. If you know something, tell me.
Come and tell me.
Tell me. Mm-hmm. I want to know. Obviously, don't come and, like, cause a show on social
media. In my DMs. But call me.
No, do it in my DMs, because how are you going to get my number if you don't DM me?
True. True that.
I don't mind. I really, really do not mind. Mm. Like, you know, I'm never going to pretend I've never been the one on the other end who's going to go and be messy. But that's only because he was disrespecting me. He was disrespecting. How can he be asking me for sex and disrespecting me? I have a girlfriend at home. Oh, I'm coming in full guns blazing. And I knew she was going to stay. I've done it before, but I knew she was going to stay. How old was I around the time? I'm trying to think. My sister says I always justify things by how old I was at the time. I wasn't that young. I was probably in like my mid-20s. But yeah, I remember it was like a guy, but he was slut-shaming me as well. He was slut-shaming me.
Oh God,
how could you be trying to ask me for sex and slut-shaming me at the same time? He's because I said no. And I think, and then I told his girl and I think she stayed for a bit. I don't know if they're together still. I doubt they are, to be honest.
Listen, when I got that phone call, I can't lie, one of the most heartbreaking experiences of my life.
Really?
I stayed like a fool, of course.
Really?
But
no one's ever told me anything. I've always seen it myself. Like, I've always had to, if I've ever, like, I mean, I haven't seen anything lately, but I'm talking, when I think of past relationships, like even when we did that little game that we just did, it's been me finding things out. Like, no one's ever come up to me. I don't know why.
Listen, I got a phone call.
Don't be scared, please.
I was running my bathwater. I was going to a concert, you know?
Yeah.
And I went to go pick up the phone. I was like, yeah, like, who's that? Bear playing music in the background.
Yeah.
And then some who is this? A girl? I was expecting it to be a guy. If it was like some, oh no, not even though I had a man at the time, because that's what made sense, like at the time.
Yeah.
Listen, she spilled everything. She even recited messages that me and him had been sending to each other.
Wow.
Because we, like, I think the week before we were arguing, and she was like, oh, did you say da-da-da? And I was like, what?
How did you, because she went through his phone.
She was that close to him, so she wasn't lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't lying.
But anyway, it is what it is. Did we give you advice?
Listen.
Well, mind your business.
Mind your business. Mind your business. Because that girl's going to marry him. And
but I will say, actually, we're telling her, I'm there screaming, tell me. And then we're telling her, mind your business. Mm-hmm. I will say this. If you're telling her because you genuinely, heart to heart, want to save a woman, understand that whatever she does after is none of your business. So if she chooses to stay, none of your business, because that's her fiance. If she chooses to leave, don't go and try and do up besties with this girl. Just leave her be. Do you know what I mean? If you want to tell her because you feel like, let me just let her know in case she doesn't, then do that. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I personally think maybe you might as well just let it go. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I feel like I'm contradicting myself a little bit though. I can't lie. But I feel like the average person is staying. I feel like, do you know what I mean? I just feel like the average person, and it's not
she's
to say that I'm not,
stay.
It's not to say I'm not the average person. Mm-hmm. It's just more like, I'm a type of person, I know myself.
Mm-hmm.
If I know you can break my loyalty, disloyalty, or be any type of liability to me, I feel like I'm the type to just be like, I will never see you the same.
Yeah.
And we will just fight, and it will never be. Like, we can never be together because I've seen you in this new light. Like, if you're a cheater, I'm just like, oh, you're a cheater. Like, I'm never going to trust you. So how is this going to work?
Mm-hmm.
But then I'll be hearing stories sometimes and women just talk casually, my man cheated. I'm like, your man what? And that's still your man?
Mm.
Okay. But
it was painful. I couldn't let my friends leave when I was back with him. Oh. Even when the whole madness happened afterwards, again, whole coming to you as a woman, I couldn't tell my friends for weeks. I kept it to myself.
Oh, bless you.
And it was painful to even hold it.
Girl, I could relate.
Anyway.
Yeah. No, it's wild. It's very, very wild. Anyway, next dilemma.
Yes.
Next, last one, actually. Hey, Lonnie, I've been single for around 6 months and I'm ready to put myself out there.
Ooh.
But I'm scared to put myself out there sexually. Mm. Okay.
What do you want? Sex or dating or both?
She wants sex.
You want some dick?
We sound like we're in like a whorehouse, which you want some dick.
I'm joking.
You little sex worker. I've put on a little bit of weight. I don't trust men and I'm too scared to have sex with women. Any advice? She sounds like me.
I was about to be like, oh, Lordy, I didn't write this, I promise.
Oh my God, shout out to the people who've been banging on gym and still put on weight.
I don't even go for walks.
I've been to the gym once this week, so I'm proud of myself. But
I must say,
I was putting on my trousers today. I don't know if I got them out of the washing machine. I don't know if they're shrinking or if you know, I've got to that stage. Is it shrinking?
You're not too sure. Who do you blame?
Is it the belly and the bum? Which is it? Is it shrinking or is it the belly and the
bum?
Listen,
guys, I'm not even gonna lie. Oloni's booty has been piling.
Oh no! Don't do that to me.
That's a good thing.
matching.
No, but not, it's not. But the belly's matching.
Your belly's not matching.
No, do you know what? I wear my belly
if
very.
If you don't stop
my,
that,
I wear my belly well. I have to say. I'm what like
so guys, she's wearing a hoodie, yeah? And I knew she was going to say, oh, but I'm wearing a hoodie. She lifted it up small.
I
guys, there's
no,
nothing there.
No, my belly is bellying. Oh no, we drag like, each other. Like, oh no, our group chat is literally full of us. Me, my mum, and my sister. We encourage each other. My mum will be like, I'm at the gym today. I'll be like, oh, I'm at the gym today. Or I'll show like my lunch. I'll be like, oh, I'm having a healthy lunch.
My sister will be telling me off. That's how like she gets through to me. To be honest, that's just how she speaks to me. She just tells me off all the time.
No, but, my sister likes to also tell me. She'll cuss me. Bear in mind, she said that to me a very long time ago. But she'll also tell me I have body dysmorphia as well.
I think you may have a hint.
But yes. I was born in the 90s, like, and I'm millennial. How do we not have body dysmorphia? Look what we grew up with.
But
do we give this person advice?
No. If you're a bit scared about dating, when you've taken a break, 6 months is a while. Because you know these days, people swear that they're not dating. 3-4 weeks later, they're with somebody. But I think you need to ease yourself into it slowly. Don't expect sex too quickly, even if that is what you want, or maybe just find a way to just be upfront with your intentions that you are just trying to find a good time. And listen, let me tell you now, I'm sure you are very beautiful inside and out. And if you just, I'm going to be honest, if you're just trying to nut, trust me, somebody's going to give you that nut.
Someone's going
to
give you that nut.
Someone's going to give you that
nut. I also think that you don't need to rush the process. Like, honestly, just enjoy flirting. Go on dating apps. Go out to bars. Go out with your friends.
Exactly.
You know, enjoy. We're about to hit summer. Like, there's no better period than to find a new sexual
partner.
There's
so many good events happening.
So many good events. Yeah. And just like, honestly, just enjoy flirting. What happened to flirting? People don't like to flirt anymore.
Listen.
We need to get back into the art of flirting. I miss being a flirt sometimes.
Because I can't flirt. And I've said this many times.
What's that?
I can't flirt.
Oh, I love flirting. I find myself doing it when I shouldn't. I'm just like, naughty.
Not a smack on the back of your ears.
Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. I did a whole episode and I didn't even finish my cocktail. This is the first time.
Wow.
Usually I'm like down the whole of it the first 15 minutes.
Mine's let me just
see. Back and finish. Do we give them the answers? Should we give them the answers now?
Let's do it next week.
We'll give you guys the answers next week. Anyway, this has been fun. Thank you for chilling with me and my uncomfortable tampon. And you know where to catch me on all socials.
Oh, sorry.
go on, do your thing. Sorry.
And me too, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you for hanging out with us.
Catch you on Instagram at @soniki_.
Yes. And make sure you check out our mixtape.
Mixtape dropping soon. Laid Bare Chronicles, volume
one, 1, 2, 3. See you guys next week. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.